Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
Now, we were due to have Wyvern Lingo in for a Studio 8 session this week, but unfortunately, Level 5 does not really lend itself to getting live acts into a studio here in 2FM. So instead, I have Karen Cowley, from Wyvern Lingo on the line. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Louise. How are you?
I am well, thank you. COVID doesn't care about what we have to do, does it?
No, it doesn't. Absolutely
Although,
not.
Every time I say something like that, I hate myself because I actually hate when people pretend like COVID is a person that like we're talking to, but I just can't help it.
I know. It's our way of normalizing it, I think.
I think so too. So how are you doing, Karen?
Oh, we're not bad. I'm obviously good if we couldn't come into you, but, you know, life goes on and we just have to roll with it. But we're good. We are good. Yeah, we've been quite lucky time-wise with all the COVID stuff. So we've been able to continue releasing and continue making stuff, which you know, we're really grateful for.
And so tell me about the new album. When can people feast their ears on it?
Well, it will not officially be out until next spring. I'm actually not allowed to say exactly when.
Okay.
I never understand these things. But there will be some news on the album in the next couple of weeks. So if you keep your eyes and ears on the socials, we will have pre-orders ready to go pretty soon, and we will be releasing another new song, which we're really excited about. So yes.
And you guys recorded this album in Germany, right?
Yeah, like this all kind of came at a bit of a life change for us. We had the album written, but we decided we needed a really big change and we wanted to do something really different with the sound, and I guess really throw ourselves in it. So we found this really great engineer that we wanted to work with in Berlin, and it's just been this thing. We've gigged a lot in Germany, and we've always said that if we were going to live together somewhere else, it would be Berlin. So we just made it happen, and obviously it was complicated because we came back to Ireland for lockdown because we were going back and forth for gigs and stuff. So it's all been a bit back and forth, but it has been amazing. And I feel like we've got the best of both worlds, really.
So are you guys living in Berlin?
So Cuiva and I are, yes. The three of us moved over together officially last December, January. And then we were all, you know, the scramble to find places to live, etc. It wasn't until March that we were kind of almost all settled. Mm. And then we literally flew home for a gig. And then the borders shut with the first lockdown. So we were in Ireland for the summer then. So it kind of took the wind out of the sails a little bit. And
yeah.
And so Saoirse's staying here. So we're actually just split, which is actually nice. And it's been easy because everything is online at the moment. And Saoirse's been over for stints, and we've been over here now for a month as well. So, so it's kind of strange.
And how are you finding life in Berlin? Berlin seems to be like this paradise for creativity. Is that true?
It is. It's like Disneyland for artists. It's amazing. It's very easy to live there. I mean, the cost of living is an awful lot cheaper. I mean, especially compared to Dublin. And there's just so many people working in the creative industry. Like, it's such a normal thing. I would say 90% of my friends there are musicians or artists or whatever. And it's, I mean, you know, they're doing the hustle, but it's a totally normal career choice. You know, it's just people don't bat an eyelid. Absolutely everyone's doing it. So there's something really encouraging in that. And people are just really, really open. And we found an awful lot of kindness since we've been there. And we've really been welcomed onto the music community. It's just been really, really warming, actually. So we love it.
Is there anything that you've noticed or seen there that you think, oh, it would be great if Ireland started doing this?
Oh, God. I think, like, better use of space in the city, like, for artistic purposes, I suppose. I mean, you know, obviously, at the time we were leaving was when a lot of buildings, etc., were getting turned into office blocks and stuff in Ireland. Which all seems so redundant now because everyone's working from home. I think in Berlin they're really good at turning what have been industrial or kind of corporate areas into really great artistic quarters, like whether it's recording studios or rehearsal spaces or art studios. They're really their town of penny, so there's so much space. They use space so cleverly. And it's not a huge city, you know. It's bigger than Dublin and it's a bigger population, but by European standards, it's a small city, you know, population-wise. So they seem to really make it work Like our rehearsal room is on a boat, which is just ridiculous.
Oh, cool.
A boat on the river, which is so much fun.
Yeah, we're not making the most
stuff like
of
that.
Not making the most of our rivers, I don't think, actually, here.
No.
We could definitely work on that. So talk to me about gigs, because you had to cancel gigs. And how are you feeling kind of about them now?
It's really hard to say. I mean, look, yeah, we were very disappointed. I think we were probably a little optimistic. I mean, like everybody was in August when things are really improving and a lot of people booked shows in. I think people were getting excited about socially distant shows. Mm-hmm. And obviously we've had to reschedule a whole load of them. It's hard because we don't know when we can really realistically reschedule stuff too. We were supposed to play Dublin tonight, actually, in the Button Factory. And that's been rescheduled to the 12th and 13th of December. So our fingers and toes are crossed for that. Mm. But all the other regional shows we haven't rescheduled just yet because we're just trying to figure out the best move. It's a tough one. I mean, look, the live industry is you know, absolutely devastated right now, so we are totally trying to gig at the first opportunity. But it's just impossible. It's impossible to predict.
It's really tough, I think, particularly for your industry, for sure.
So
now I need you to tell me about this single before we play it. It's called Things Fall Apart.
Yes, thank you. Things Fall Apart, it was a really interesting one for us to work on together. It was one of the more, I mean, all our stuff is collaborative, but from a songwriting perspective, this was really collaborative. It was like a little song. Cuiva describes it as a little weird song that you've given up on.
Okay.
And I loved it. I just loved it. I loved the melody. I loved the guitar line. And I was like, no, this is going to be a great song. Let's work on it. So I kind of put different lyrics on it. And then we sort of finished it all together. And then Saoirse came in with some really interesting, like, heavier production ideas. And we just kind of went a bit nuts at it in studio. We recorded all the drums, bass, keys, guitar together live. So the kind of crux of the album is this kind of like live sound, and then we just layered everything. So the song itself is kind of a frustrated song. It's about watching a friend go through a toxic relationship and being that kind of that ear, but also being really frustrated about it and wanting better. And ultimately wanting better for your friends. So we kind of poured a lot of weird frustration into it, and we're really, really happy with how it came out.
Well, that is brilliant. Karen, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning. Best of luck. I'll be keeping an eye out. Can't wait to hear whatever news is coming with regard to the album. And I can't wait to go and see you play live as soon as that is possible. Karen Cowley from Wyvern Lingo. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for you.
You're
Bye.
Welcome.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.